Track 9, and back to news stories. Teignbridge Schools in Pioneering Partnership. The CEO of a Teignbridge-based group of schools has visited war-torn Ukraine as part of a groundbreaking initiative to support education reforms. Matthew Shanks of Education Southwest, which includes schools in Newton Abbott and King's Dayton, visited Ukraine to address an education conference opened by First Lady Olena Zelenska, attended by 2,500 teachers from across the country. Coombshead Academy and Teen School are the first in England to be involved in the partnership of international solidarity, helping to advance secondary education for Ukrainian students and teachers. Mr. Shanks' visit to Lviv was part of the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development's ongoing support for Ukraine's upper secondary education reforms to shift teaching and learning towards competency development and greater student choice. Currently, Ukrainian students are typically required to take 11 to 14 subjects throughout upper secondary education. Around 30 ambassador schools in Ukraine are set to pilot elements of the reform aimed at 14 to 18-year-olds starting this September in preparation for national implementation in 2027. The OECD is organising partnerships between these Ukrainian schools and international schools from countries including Croatia, England, Estonia, France, Ireland, Japan, Poland, Portugal, Singapore, Spain, and Sweden. The project aims to share practical experiences of student subject options and career guidance, offering direct insights, practical tools, and support. Susanna Worf, head teacher at Teen School, said, "We are excited to share our practical tools and strategies for managing student choice and delivering a balanced curriculum. Our partnership also provides Ukrainian ambassador schools with opportunities to engage a diverse range of our school's community, including our four Ukrainian students." Mr. Shanks commented, "Ukraine's educational system has faced extraordinary challenges amid the ongoing conflict with Russia. This dire situation has tested the resilience and adaptability of the Ukrainian students, teachers, and administrators, revealing their remarkable capacity for innovation and perseverance. Our trust collaborative efforts are not only supporting Ukraine's education system through challenging times, but also highlighting the importance of international cooperation in driving educational progress. Through this partnership, students and educators across both regions gain valuable experiences and contribute to a more interconnected and supportive global education community."
Broadband upgrade announced. Tedburn St Mary is one of 8 towns and villages across Devon to benefit from the rollout of a broadband upgrade programme. Openreach has announced the latest locations to be added to the network of broadband infrastructure, which will include 6,000 premises in Devon, among the hardest to reach rural and coastal locations. Tedburn St Mary is one of the villages next in line for the full fibre upgrade. Martin Williams, Openreach's regional director for the South West, said this is a huge infrastructure success story across the region. "We won't be stopping either. We plan to build even further across the region to more cities and towns and our most rural communities. Our engineers, of which 3,100 live in the region, are doing this at a rapid pace, despite this being a hugely complex engineering project. Only 36% of premises across Devon, which can order a new ultrafast service, have done so, as upgrades aren't automatic."
Rowers fundraiser generates over £3,500. A fundraising event and auction to raise money for Tynmouth water sport instructor Tim Cox and crewmate Andy Purvis is to row across the Atlantic later this year. It's raised over £3,500. The pair held a fundraising party at Tynmouth Yacht Club on Saturday, July 20th, along with an auction. Lots included a bottle of House of Commons champagne and a tour of the House of Commons donated by recently elected MP Martin Wrigley, which generated £330. Tim, who runs Sea Sports Southwest in Tynmouth, and crewmate Andy are due to set sail from La Gomera in the Canary Islands on the 12th of December. They hope to row the 3,000 miles to Nelson's Dockyard in Antigua in around 40 to 50 days. The pair, who are racing as Oar Mighty Mates 2C, will be using the challenge to raise money for Dementia UK and bereaved family support charity Abigail's Footsteps. Training has been going very well, and we have experienced all weathers day and night off the Devon coast. We have also seen dolphins, seals, and just miss out on a whale sighting by about 10 minutes, said Andy. The people of Tynmouth have been amazing, and we thank them for their support. Any donations or sponsorship would still be gratefully received. Sponsors can donate £50 to feed a rower for a day, buy space on an oar or the boat, or donate useful equipment for the crossing.
Town's answer to the Royal Academy exhibition. Budding artists at the Create Creative Arts Academy at Combshead Academy held their first summer exhibition. Work by students from years 17 to 13 was on display at the show, which was opened by the Mayor of Newton Abbott, Councillor Alex Hall. The gallery space showcased art from many different disciplines, including art and design, textiles, 3D designs, graphics and photography, GCSE and A-level work. The Create Creative Arts Academy is home to specialist studios and teachers, offering learning in a range of creative courses. It aims to provide students with an opportunity to go into diverse and rewarding careers. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Combshead Academy, said, "A huge thank you to all of this year's students and the team for such incredible creative energy. The first summer show was an absolute smash." Matthew Shank, CEO of Education Southwest, said, "I never fail to be impressed by the quality of the artwork. I see it hung at Create. There are a couple of photographs of the artwork on display."
Community hospital nurses join Race for Life. A team of nurses from Dawlish Community Hospital put on their running shoes to raise money for charity. The foursome took part in the Race for Life for Cancer Research, which was held at West Point in Exeter. The run was the brainchild of hospital deputy Martin Helen Thatcher. She was joined by three healthcare assistants. Since the charity run, the team has been joined by other hospital colleagues who are keen to get fit. Helen has decided to keep the staff running club going, and already more staff members have expressed a wish to join, and more future running events are planned. It has had a huge positive effect on staff morale and well-being. The group raised several hundred pounds from their sponsorship.